we're very fortunate that at the Historical Association here, we have the diaries of a man named Ansel Judd Northrup, who was a great Lincoln supporter, kept very detailed diaries, and was there when the train came through. And he starts out for his entry for April 26 saying, quote, "The remains of the dearly beloved President Abraham Lincoln passed through this city westward this evening. First came the pilot train at 11:05 p.m., and at 11:15 came the train, the escort, and the remains. It remained precisely 15 minutes and then moved slowly out of the old depot as it had entered, to the sad music of slowly booming cannon, mournfully tolling bells, the muffled bell of the engine at the same time tolling. The train consisted of six or seven cars, the last but one containing in front the remains of Willie Lincoln, and in the rear end in a large apartment, all that remains of Abraham Lincoln. A funeral dirge was chanted by the car while it remained, and soldiers on each side marched through the depot with it as it moved slowly away. The depot was beautifully and tastefully trimmed with draped flags and black and white bunting, while powerful locomotive headlights revealed the whole scene with startling distinctness. And that was the funeral train of Abraham Lincoln." He goes on to say, "I shall never forget my emotions upon that occasion as I stood with my wife Eliza and my cousin in the depot in the midst of the vast throng assembled and witnessed the sad scene. The big tears swelled up from my very heart and escaped from my eyes. God forgive me, but I almost worship that man." And then he goes on to talk about how he had helped campaign for him in upstate New York, and how he really recognized the fact that, that Lincoln was a towering figure, and later on mentions that he's second in the hearts of his countrymen only to Washington, which is something we sort of still hear today, kind of what we all learned in grade school, you know, Washington and Lincoln. Well, that's what the scene was like, very emotional.